From the News Center, a news focus.
The U.S. Postal Service is buying nearly 85,000 new vehicles and estimates about 40% will be electric. Attorney Scott Hochberg with the Center for Biological Diversity said it's a big step in the right direction, but he thinks the percentage of electric vehicles is too low. He says an entire fleet would be good for the millions of households that receive mail daily.
It would be a win for postal workers themselves, who wouldn't have to breathe exhaust fumes throughout the day. And of course, it would be good for the Postal Service itself, because over time, electric vehicles are less expensive to maintain, they're less expensive to fuel, they're better for the environment, and they're convenient to charge.
Attorney Scott Hochberg adds that under the original USPS plan, only 10% of the vehicles were going to be electric, but the numbers increased after public pressure. The public gets a chance to chime in soon, as the Postal Service is having a virtual public hearing via Zoom on Monday, August 8th at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's also accepting written comments to nepa@usps.gov by the 15th of August. The president of the Pennsylvania Postal Workers Union, which represents clerks and workers in maintenance and motor vehicles, says the EVs will improve air quality and reduce air pollution. Michael Stevenson notes mail trucks do a lot of starting and stopping and spend a lot of time parked, and says EVs are well equipped for that. He said the initial infrastructure for the charging stations will, of course, be at additional cost, but the Postal Workers Union supports more EVs to bring down USPS costs over time.
After meetings with the EPA, they have committed to going 40% electric. The union is completely behind that. We will do everything we can to help. We believe in global warming, and this will cut emissions in the size fleet we have tremendously.
The new trucks will be put into use late next year. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.